This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ya Rabbi Alameen, oh Allah, allow us to reach this month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is coming close, inshallah. Inshallah, this coming weekend, next weekend, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. This coming Sunday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we are planning to have our first Tarawih, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Just a couple of reminders, really mainly the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to remind us during Ramadan, particularly while fasting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yada' qawla zuri wal 'amala bihi fa laysa lillahi hajatun fi an yada' ta'amahu wa sharaba." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever doesn't leave off ill speech and acting upon it, for Allah is not in need of him or her abandoning or leaving, eating or drinking." And this is very, very important, because when we talk about the fasting, you know, linguistically, fasting means imsak, to withhold something. And this is what Maryam said in the Quran, "Inni nadhartu lirrahmani sawma," that she said that, "Verily, I made a vow to not speak, falan ukallima al-yawma insiya," so I will not speak to anyone. So, also, you know, just withholding food or drink, we're also withholding those adab, those things that we may do that are not befitting. Each and every single one of us has something or a couple of things that we know we should improve on. The month of Ramadan should serve as a catalyst for that, meaning a beginning, not a season, meaning on Shawwal that you go back to that habit. If some of us are smoking, we should take it upon ourselves to lessen those days in the first week, to where by the end of Ramadan, we've left it, or we've taken a means in leaving it, to where the following months, we are, inshallah, have left it, or we have lessened that harm to our body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wala tulqu aydikum ila tahluka." Do not let your hands cause your own destruction. So it's very, very important for us, for each and every single one of us, in these particular days, the last days of Shawwal or Sha'ban, is to look at those habits that we have that are destroying our akhirah. Those habits that we have that could withhold us from entering Jannah. Those habits that we have that we know are bad, that we can easily leave off. Sometimes, even when I'm saying habits, doesn't mean bad habits. It could also be a habit of leaving something off. When is the last time, for example, that we have picked up the Quran? Just to read it. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chapter of Baqarah, when he talks about the types of hearts, he says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجُّلُ مِنْ الْأَنْهَارِ. He says, "And verily, from the rocks, there are those that waters will burst from it. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. And there are some rocks that have a crack in it, and the water can seep through it. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And there are those that fall and break from the fear of mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. But when Allah speaks about the Quran as well, He says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Quran, and if it was to be revealed or to come down on a mountain, you would find it khashi'an, humble, mutasaddi'an min khashyatillah, that it would crumple from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when looking at the Quran, brothers and sisters, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Ramadan as the month the Quran was revealed. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. He didn't say anything about fasting. He said, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, and he described it as the month that the Quran was revealed. So with that being the case, one habit that we can start to have, if we haven't already, of initiating, is what is our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least taking and reading a verse, looking at it in English, and thinking about how this verse applies to me, or what have I done in application of this verse, whether it's leaving off something or initiating something. So let's make, inshallah, to be attentive on this coming days that Ramadan is coming. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us thabat, to make us firm, and to make us of those that do the actions that will make this Ramadan a fruitful one and our best Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في روهينجيا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزدهم علما يا رب العالمين. وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.